Let us worship God this morning together in community, each one of us in our own way, young or old, responding to God's goodness and God's call to us, seen and heard and experienced in many different ways and in different symbols and different languages. As we come together this morning in this worship time, we start the service today by placing the red paramets in the worship space. They are rich with meaning, colour and purpose. For today is Pentecost Sunday, the birthday of the church. On the communion table we place this red cloth. With a crown made up of crosses, topped with the flames of Pentecost. And we light the candles to remind us the light of Christ is in our lives, and through all of creation the Spirit blows. We've opened the Bible to the Joel reading of the Pentecost, or reading that we'll hear later from Acts, and we hear in the Word of God through us this morning. On the lectern, we place this cloth. Five seeds sit under gum blossoms, encased in a flame. And we all know that the Australian flora needs the fire to crack open the seeds and the pods for regeneration. And so we come this morning in full flame and fruit of the Spirit. On the stole are water droplets representing the water of our baptism in Christ. As we take this water, we pour into the font, reminding ourselves of our baptism and the sign of new life as the Spirit blows through all of creation.
A warm welcome to this service of worship. Those that are here gathered in community, and those taking the service online, all are members of our community of Christ, and all are equally welcome. We acknowledge that we worship on the land, and that was home to the generations of Kaurna people, the traditional owners of this area. We honour them and the traditional owners of all places where this worship goes, for their custodianship of the land, and pay our respects to their elders, past, present and emerging. We also acknowledge and give thanks for all those who have gone before us in our place of worship. As today is the No Singing Day, please listen, watch, and imagine to the song, God of Creation.
God of Creation, gentle life-giver, present at birth and all throughout days, author of sunrise. song in the night sky. Here in this place we offer our praise. Jesus, companion, teacher and healer, friend of the grieving, suffering the poor, stand with your people, whisper among us, promise of mercy, goodness for all. Spirit of comfort, blow through creation, stir up new life, breathe peace through our world. Healer of hearts and hope for tomorrow, weave all our sorrows into new dawn. Here we give thanks for life in its fullness, blessings receive your gift to us all. Make us your people, filled with compassion, selfless with giving, serving your world.
Lord, Holy Spirit, you blow like the wind in a thousand paddocks. Inside and outside the fences, you blow where you wish to blow. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are the sun who shines on the little plant. You warm him gently. You give him life. You raise him up to become a tree for many leaves. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are the eagle with her young, holding them in peace under your feathers. On the highest mountain, you have built your nest, above the valley, above the storms of the world, where no hunter ever comes. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are the bright cloud in whom we hide, in whom we know already that the battle has been won. You bring us to our brother Jesus to rest our heads upon his shoulder. Holy Spirit, Lord, you are the kind fire who does not cease to burn, consuming us with flames of love and peace, driving us out like sparks to set the world on fire. Lord, Holy Spirit, in the love of friends, you are building a new house. Heaven is with us when you are with us. You are singing your songs in the hearts of the poor. Guide us, heal us, inspire us.
The scriptures remind us that there are diverse gifts within the church and community, and it's the same Spirit that gives these gifts. There are different ways of serving, but it's the same Lord who is served. God works through people in different ways, each one given a gift by the Spirit, and there's no gift without its corresponding service. Today, together, we are the body of Christ, individually and members of it. A few weeks ago, we elected people to church council. Today, having sought the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we are now to commission those people as church councillors and elders on church council. Today, we also recognise and affirm those among us who are team leaders and also those who are involved in some way on a team or in a group that serves in the life of the church, led and invigorated by the Holy Spirit, to serve Christ, not only in these walls, but beyond, in our workplace, in our school, in our shopping centres, over the fence. The Uniting Church understands that ministry of the church council is one of watchful care or oversight, pastoral care, encouraging members of the congregation, assisting the minister in the leadership of worship and the administration of the sacraments, and other areas in the life of the church, including property, finance, watchful care over various groups, and even looking at the future direction and mission of the church. Yet the primary role of a church councillor is to provide shared leadership among and within the congregation and assisting the congregation to fulfil its purpose and mission. As we are streaming the service today, we recognise that some are sharing their gifts and talents behind cameras or in the AV room. And rather than taking them away from their role, we thought that we believe that the blessings also travel through doors and windows, that they can stay where they are. We're going to ask those people that are church councillors to stand in a moment, and team leaders.
On behalf of the people of this congregation, I present John Seacombe, who's AV, Pauline Norman, to be commissioned as elder and members of church council, Carol Lyons and Alan Hale to serve in this role. Would they please stand? And the other elders, Rhonda Amber, Helen Begg, Bruce End, Judith Perling, Chris Ailes, up there, and Lachlan on camera, as these are the continuing elders.
So John and Pauline, Alan, Carol, Bruce, Lachlan, Helena, Judith, Chris and Rhonda. The congregation has commissioned or has elected you to be elders and church councillors in this church. Responsibilities include, among other, offering pastoral care, leadership, mission development and oversight and building up of the life of the congregation in faith and love. Therefore, I ask you now, do you confess anew Jesus Christ as Lord? With God's help, will you endeavour to carry out the role and duties of elder within this congregation and beyond? Amen. Will you work within the ethos and the structures of the Uniting Church in Australia?
Amen. Would you, the people of this congregation, join with me in accepting these people as members of Moriarty Church Council? And with me, will you encourage them in love and support them in their ministry?
Let's pray for our newly commissioned elders. Almighty God, throughout the ages, you have called people to serve you and to lead and to care for each other in the church and beyond. We thank you today for these people who have felt your call to serve your church as members of the church council in this congregation. We thank you for and acknowledge the gifts and abilities for leadership across the life of your church. God, bless and equip them with your Holy Spirit and to fulfil their ministry in this capacity. Give them continued strength, we pray, and wisdom, and may they witness to the truth of the gospel in their lives. Amen.
Team leaders, will you join the elders and stand? Craig McKenzie, Children and Young Families, Carol Lyons, Finance, Bruce End, Community Centre, Jenny Swanbury, Worship and Faith Education, Margaret Cargill, Pastoral Care, Sharon McKenzie, Communications, Helen Begg, Administration, Chris Isles, Property, Matthew McKenzie, audiovisual team. We recognise and say thank you also to Colin Cargill for being team leader for social justice team, and John Drew for team leader of the AV, both having stepped aside from those roles. We thank them for the years of service to the church in that way.
So today we give thanks for these people who have been appointed by Moriarty United Church to exercise their gifts, talents and skills. Along with the other team members across aspects of the life of the church, their leadership, time, commitment and planning assists the church in its function to develop and share the mission of God. So leading and equipping spirit, we pray today and give thanks for the time and effort that these members of the ministry teams have put in for their work, commitment and time, and the witness to the love of God in Christ. We pray we support and encourage each leader in their task and responsibilities in the role of team leader. Amen. I think we could applaud them. I know you've got to stand a bit longer, but now we recognise everyone that's involved in some way in serving God in this church and beyond. So if you are a member of a team or on a roster, participated or led a reflection group, or participate in, please stand. Men's Shed, Coffee and Chat, Library, Playgroup, not too many standing, Japanese Playgroup, Lunch on Chapel, Monday Boys, Tai Chi, Art Circle, Vision, Community Building and Fundraising, Milpara, Clayton Homes, Flower Team, Gateways. And Get Away, because Gateways Get Away. Student accommodation. If you take out or bring in the bins. If you sweep up or know where the broom is kept. If you prepare Holy Communion in some way, please stand. If you play music, make coffee or tea, prune a tree, fold papers, preach, worship lead, pray or sung. That's probably most of you. Fix something, or particularly fix the internet, or anything else and you're not standing. Please stand because you are also a valued member of this congregation. If you're able, please stand. Together we are the congregation of God's people in this place, in this time. There are a variety of gifts and ministries among us. Just take a look around at each other. But it is one Spirit who gives to all. So we pray. God of grace, through the Holy Spirit we celebrate today, empower your servants for the ministry of elder, team leader, treasurer, chairperson, secretary, people who sweep up, pack up, set up, plug things in, do all those things, make tea and coffee, welcome everybody, show people where to go, etc. Thank you for calling each and us to this ministry task. Within your gathered people, the church. Inspire and infuse them continuously with your Spirit, we pray. And so we pray together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Please be seated. And we are going to now speak to one another an affirmation of faith. It's a song that we know so well, so be careful you don't break into song. Brother, sister, let me serve you. And we're going to say it to each other. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ for you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. We are pilgrims on a journey and companions on the road. We are here to help each other walk the mile and bear the load. I will hold the Christ light for you in the night time of your fear. I will hold my hand out to you,
speak the peace you long to hear. I will weep when you are weeping. When you laugh, I'll laugh with you. I will share your joy and sorrow to have seen this journey through. When we sing to God in heaven, we shall find such harmony, born of all we've known together, of Christ's love and agony. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too.
Today, the day of Pentecost, we celebrate. It's the birthday of the church, 50 days after Easter Sunday. Only seems like yesterday. The church calls this day Pentecost Sunday. The Uniting Church was born or inaugurated on Pentecost Sunday in 1977. On your seat or nearby your seat, you might have a balloon. I'd invite you, if you are able, to blow it up and tie it off. And if you can't or won't or don't want to, pass it to someone who might. There's a couple on the front seats. We're not going to pop them, so don't worry. And we're not going to let them fizz around. So blow them up at whatever capacity you wish. As you do, feel the breath that is being inhaled and exhaled into your balloon. So just tie them off, if you're able. Feel the excitement. Do you feel the buzz in the air? Acknowledge your breath and acknowledge God's breath. Now, they don't have to be massive, just enough air that you can feel and hold in your hands. So put both your hands around the balloon and hold them. This is your breath. This is God's breath. This is our breath as a community. And we hold this in sacred place. The base of union in the Uniting Church, of the Uniting Church, says the church, as a fellowship of the Holy Spirit, confesses Jesus Christ as Lord over its life. It also confesses Jesus as head over all things. In the beginning of a new creation, of a new humanity, God in Christ has given to all people in the church the Holy Spirit as a pledge and foretaste of that coming reconciliation and renewal which is at the end view for the whole of creation. The church is called to serve that end, to be a fellowship of reconciliation, a body which, with diverse gifts of its members, are used for building up the whole as an instrument through which Christ may work and bear witness to himself. Jesus promised the gift of his presence of the Holy Spirit, and then it was experienced afresh on Pentecost. We read of those two stories now, one from John's Gospel and the second from Acts.
First one is reading from John 15. Jesus says, "When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who comes from the Father, he will testify on my behalf. You also are to testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. In a little while you will no longer see me, and again a little while you will see me. And now a reading from Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place, and suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Now I'd invite you all to take the balloons that you've so gently filled with wonderful fresh air and throw them in so that we're releasing the Spirit into the air and bat them around. Wonderful. That looks great. We're lucky nothing's popped yet. Thank you very much. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem, and at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are all these not who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language of them speaking about God's deeds and power?" All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others sneered and said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, "People of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit." And now we are going to listen to song "Filled with the Spirit's Power."
Filled with the Spirit's power, with one accord, the infant church confess its risen Lord. O Holy Spirit, in the church today, no less your power of fellowship display. Now with the mind of Christ set us on fire, that unity may be our great desire. Give joy and peace, give thanks to your call, and readiness in each to work for all. Why then, our love could Spirit to embrace in your strong care all those of every race, like wind and fire, with life among us move, till we are known as Christ and Christians prove.
Pentecost has a particular emphasis on how the gift of God's Spirit is imparted, not just on followers of Christ or even human beings, but for all of creation. As usual, the reading for Pentecost Sunday has the Acts chapter 2 reading. It describes the experience of Pentecost when the disciples received the Holy Spirit just after the Easter experience. John's Gospel supports this narrative with an account of Jesus' promise that the gift of the Holy Spirit would be given to those who wait. It will be experienced in a mighty way. Not just the followers of Jesus, but also the world. At Pentecost, we learn to look at God's Spirit afresh, and we smile and we laugh when balloons fill the room as of tongues of fire and wind. I don't know about you, but did you see the excitement and the smiles on faces? It makes it clear that God's Spirit is found everywhere. Everywhere we look. It is an awareness that is nowhere that God is not. Nowhere that God is not. Richard Rohr would say, God is either everywhere or nowhere. Everywhere or nowhere. But when we put these two readings that Carol read to us beside the other readings that we have for today, which we haven't read, Psalm 104, which describes how all creation depends on God's breath, God's ruach, the breath of God and life. And how the Romans chapter 8 passage, which we also didn't read, which describes of all of creation are waiting for that time of reconciliation and renewal. When God's life flows through the children and the universe and has cosmic implications of this day. The giving of God's Spirit is not just personal. It is not a personal empowerment, nor is it just an individual's experience, and nor is it just about the church. It's about God's life and grace flowing through the entire cosmos. The message of Pentecost is for all of creation is further strengthened when we remember that originally in the Old Testament times, Pentecost was a thanksgiving feast for the harvest. The fruits of the earth, a party for the crops. So Pentecost is linked to the earth and to the environment. And maybe today in our contemporary industrialized tech society, we seem to have lost this appreciation for the earth and for God's life that gives us life through it. Rather than taking care to protect and to preserve our planet, we argue over whose fault climate change is. Rather than good stewardship to ensure sustainability of our planet, we exploit the earth and creatures for whom we share the world, and jeopardizing our children and grandchildren's future. Earlier this week, the South Australian Synod Justice newsletter reminded us of this very point, that the Spirit is working towards reconciliation for all creation. The base of union, it states in paragraph 3, says, God in Christ has given to all people in the church the Holy Spirit as a pledge and foretaste of that coming reconciliation and renewal, which is the end in view for the whole of creation. The newsletter also reminded us that in February this year, at the annual meeting of the South Australian Synod, it was resolved that in the Shaping the Future Strategic Priorities for the Uniting Church in South Australia, 21 to 25, caring for creation should be one of our guiding principles through which all strategic priorities pass. A policy of our church. The newsletter also stated prophetically, I think, that humanity is not the master of the earth, but is responsible to care for the integrity of creation. We, as God's people, are called to participate in the mission of the Holy Spirit to renew the whole creation. So Pentecost has less of an outpouring, focus of an outpouring of God's Spirit, and more of an outpouring of an awareness that God's Spirit has always been. The sustaining breath that holds all creation together. In the beginning, God said, we read in Genesis, could be interpreted as, in the beginning, God breathed. The very word was spoken, and it was done. It's about followers of Christ being empowered to bring God's resurrection life to the whole of creation. Pentecost is a moment that has far-reaching and significant circumstances, more than just personal experiences. And if we are open to entertaining that idea, both as individuals and communities, the Pentecost Spirit is blowing through our land, through our first peoples, through us, and also all creation. This means that we receive God's gift as an empowerment that comes with responsibility. Responsibility to grow in love and compassion, respect for other people, for creatures, and for the environment. Then, as we live out this empowerment, we must inevitably make choices in the direction of unity, stability, peace, and inclusivity. As we journey from today, which is the first Sunday of Pentecost season, into this new season of time between now and Advent, may the Spirit enable our people, young and older, to see a vision of the flourishing of the whole of God's creation, to empower our parents, our daughters, our sons, grandchildren, grandparents, to speak of justice and revitalize our church to proclaim the good news of Jesus for all of creation. All. And in the words of Psalm 104, Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth. Let's join together in prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, come and renew the whole creation. Send the wind and flame of your transforming life to lift up the church in this day. Give wisdom and faith that we may know the great hope to which we are called. Come, Holy Spirit, renew the whole creation. Giver of life, sustainer of your creation, confront us with our greedy consuming of your gifts. Stand before us as we pledge, pillage, and destroy. Call us forth into new harmonies of care for all that lives and breathes and has its being. Come, Holy Spirit, renew the whole of creation. Spirit of truth, set us free to emerge as children of God. Open our ears that we may hear the weeping of the world. Open our mouths that we may be a voice for the voiceless. Open our eyes that we may see your vision of peace and justice. Make us alive with the courage and faith of your prophetic truth. Spirit of unity, reconcile your people. Give us the wisdom to hold to what we need to be your church. Give us the grace to lay down those things that you can do without. Give us a vision of your breadth and length and height that will challenge our smallness of heart and bring us humbly together. Spirit of life and power, transform our dreams that we may be your people. Give us the gifts we need. Walk with us on the road as we risk living your way in spirit and in truth. Come, Holy Spirit, renew the whole of creation. Amen.
You should have all received your newsletter one way or another during the week. I've just got one message. There are two spots still available in the study, Story of the Souls. Starting this week, if you would like to be a part of this group, speak to Christine Gardner today or contact Nicole in the office on Monday. Also, I want wish Rhonda well as she goes into hospital during the week. Gracious God, bless the offerings that have been given by eGive and direct debit or set aside to provide opportunity for ministry of care and love within our community and beyond. Send your Spirit on all who work to bring good news of peace, reconciliation and love in the name of our Lord Jesus. As we pray today, I draw your attention to the responses on the screen. Loving God, we seek the gift of your Holy Spirit to help us as we pray as we ought.
Holy Spirit, help us.
We seek the energy and vision of your Spirit for those who are tired in the battle against injustice and oppression, for those exhausted by the struggle with poverty and hunger. We seek the hope and comfort of your Spirit for those whose lives are overshadowed by illness or pain, for those whose lives are darkened by sorrow or bereavement.
Holy Spirit, help us.
We seek the peace and joy of your Spirit for those living in the shadow of war and violence, for those eaten up by guilt and anxiety and whose Christian life has become hard and dry.
Holy Spirit, help us.
We seek the guidance and strength of your Spirit for those uncertain how to use their time, talents and gifts, for those tempted to do what is wrong.
Holy Spirit, help us.
We seek the love and courage of your Spirit for those reaching out to comfort the distressed, for those reaching out to others for the good news of Christ, with the good news of Christ.
Holy Spirit, help us.
Loving God, we seek the assurance of your Spirit to know your presence with us in our daily lives, in our relationships, in our work and service, in our worship, in our time of joy and pain.
Holy Spirit, help us.
In Jesus' name, amen. And our final song for today, God sends us the Spirit to befriend and help us.
God sent us his Spirit to befriend and help us, recreate and guide us, Spirit friend. Spirit who enlivens, sanctifies, enlightens, sets us free is now our Spirit friend. Spirit of our Father, Spirit friend. Spirit of our Jesus, Spirit friend. Spirit of God's people, Spirit friend. Darkened roads are clearer, heavy burdens lighter, when we're walking with our Spirit friend.
Now we need not fear the powers of the darkness. None can overcome our spirit friends. Spirit of our Father, spirit friends. Spirit of our Jesus, spirit friends. Spirit of God's people, spirit friends. Now we are God's people, bonded by God's presence. Agents of God's purpose, spirit friends. Lead us forward ever, slipping backward never, to your remade world, our spirit friends. Spirit of our Father, spirit friends. Spirit of our Jesus, spirit friends. Spirit of God's people, spirit friends.
To acknowledge those who have worn red today and those who haven't, I'm sure, forgot. But it takes all gifts and all people to make up the body of Christ. And also to those who have had some part in the lighting and the displays of the flowers and all of that, I thank you on behalf of the church for sharing your gifts today. The news is that God's wind is blowing. It may be a breeze that cools and comforts. It may be a gust that summons you to take notice. It may be a storm that blows you where you have never been before. Whatever the wind is in your life, pay attention to it. And may the blessing of God, Father, Son, and Spirit abide with you always. Amen. The peace of God be with you. Amen. Please remember, if we're leaving this side, this way is lovely. Wait for the cameras and things out of the way and remain socially distanced if we can over tea and coffee. See you soon.
Solo. Good. Make me warm when I'm cold.